We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov Binichas Eliyahu. We're in Sukkah Perek Dalid Mishnah Dalid Mitzvas Lulav Ketzad. How were they mekayim the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash? Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shecholios B'Shabbos. The first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, when we know lulav is docha Shabbos everywhere. But here we're specifically speaking about the Beis Hamikdash. Moliche and es lulavei and lahar abayis. So on Erev Shabbos, they would already bring, people would bring their lulavim on Erev Shabbos. We know that the lulav is docha Shabbos. That's the tiltu lulav. That's moving the lulav. It means that we don't treat it as muktzah. But as we mentioned, the isra of hotzah, of carrying, is still in place on Shabbos. And therefore, everyone had to bring their lulavim to harabayis from Erev Shabbos. V'hachazanim, the shamashim, who were in charge in the Beis HaMikdash, Mekablim Mehen, Mehem, they would take the lulavim from the people who brought it there, who were interested in taking the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash the next day, on Shabbos, first day of Sukkot, Visodrin Osan Algag Ha'itztava. And they would arrange them on the Itzva, which was this platform. It was at many columns, had a ceiling, an arabayis. The Itzva we'll talk about later when it comes to Simchas Beis HaShoever as well, this elevated platform. And that's where they would put the lulavim, v'hazakenim, and the elderly people who the next day would have a problem trying to fight to get their lulavim from that Itzva with everybody else. Manichnes shelohen belishka. There was a special lishka, a special chamber for them to leave their lulavim. Umalamdim osom lamar. And Beis Din would teach the people to say the following. Kol mi shemagia lulavi biyado. Whoever ends up taking my lulav, harehu lo v'matane, it's his, as a gift. Now, we know on the first day, people have to, because of lochem, they need to be yotzei with only a lulav that belongs to them. The concern here was on harabayis, you wouldn't recognize your lulav. You end up taking lulav the next day, on that first day, that's not yours. So we're concerned you're not going to be yotzei in the mitzvah. This way, everyone would be trained to say this. Anyone who takes my lulav, it's theirs. So this way, no matter what lulav you pick up, it's yours as a gift. L'machar, the next morning, mashkim and uboin, they get up early on that Shabbos, that first day of Sukkot, to harabayis. V'hachazanim, zorkinosam lefneim, and the chazanim, the shamashim, would throw, the ones who were in charge, would throw the lulavim to the people, lefneim, in front of the people on harabayis. V'heim mechatvin, and people would grab the lulavim. But umakin, ish es chaver, but everyone would want to try to get his lulav, so you could see what could possibly happen. People are banging into each other. Ukshero, based in Shaboli, day sakon, when based in saw that this was leading to danger. So they made a takana, no more taking lulav and esrog in the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone would take their lulav on Yom Tov Rishon Shechol B'Shabbos in their house, and this way not bring it Erev Shabbos to Har Abayis on any other day of Sukkot, because you can carry it there if it's not Shabbos, so that wouldn't be a problem. But when it fell out on Shabbos, we know, as we've said several times, that in the days of the Mikdash, the Shabbos lulav would be docha Shabbos, even the Medina, even outside the Mikdash. There's no need for you to take the lulav in the Mikdash. Take it at home, then you can come to the Mikdash if you wish. Perek Dalid, Mishnah, hey. Mitzvahs Arava, Kate said. What about the mitzvah of the Arava, this halacha l'moshe misinai on the Mizbeach? Kate said, how was this done in the Beis HaMikdash? Mokom oyo lamata b'Yushalayim v'nikra Motza. There was a place that was south of Yushalayim, which was called Motza, and Yoredim L'sham, every day of Sukkot, they would go down there. Umelaktin misham murbios shalarava. They would collect from there fresh branches of arava, very tall aravos. Ubayin vizokfino samitzidei hamizbeach. And they would come and stand them up on the side of the mizbeach. Vrashayin kifufin al gabay hamizbeach. And the top of those aravos, of those branches, would bend over onto the mizbeach. The Gemara says these murbios were typically 11 amos tall. So the mizbeach was 10 amos this way. It was an ama that was bent in. Taku veheriu v'taku. At the time they were bringing the branches and arranging them on the side of the mizbeach, they would blow the shofar, tkia, a true tkia. Part of that, according to Tosus, was for simcha. B'chol yo makifin es hamizbeach pamachas. Every day they would go around the Mizbeach one time. The Ma'amorim and the Gemara have a debate whether they would go around with the Aravos around the Mizbeach, and then they would arrange them on the side of the Mizbeach. And some say no, they would arrange the Aravos on the side of the Mizbeach, and then they would walk around the Mizbeach with Dalad Minim. The Rambam holds that way in Hilchos Luv Perek Zayin. He says, "B'chol Yom Hayu Makifenes Amizbech Bulu Leveyen Bideihem Pamachas." And as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, and on the seventh day, seven times. The Omrim, and what would they say at this time when they were going around the Mizbeach? So this should sound familiar, the same way when we say Hoshanos. The Omrim, Ana Hashem Oshiyana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Now the Gemara says the people who were walking around were Kohanim, even though Yisrael is allowed to enter that area of the Ezras Kohanim for Tzorach Mitzvah, but between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, they were not permitted to enter. And the language, once again, that they said was Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they wouldn't say Ana Hashem, but rather Ani Vaho Hoshiyana. Instead of Ana Hashem, they would say Ani Vaho. What's the significance of Ani Vaho? So it happens to be the same gematria as Ana Hashem. But there's greater significance to that as well, Ani Vaho, several possibilities. So some claim it's based on the pasuk at the end of Sefer Devarim, Ru'uata ki ani, ani hu. Now this pasuk is speaking about the fact that Hashem protects the Jewish people and he delivers them. He is their Yeshua. So it's as if the pasuk is saying, when it says Ru'uata ki ani, ani hu, it's like the pasuk is saying Ru'uata ki ani, ani hu Hoshiyana. So when you say Ani Vaho Hoshiyana, it's like saying that pasuk from Devarim Lamed Beis, Ani Hu Hoshiyana. So that's the significance of that. The others claim that it means the following. They're based on the fact that Hashem says Imo Anochi Betzara. So Ani Vaho, Ani Vaho just means I am with them. Right, I am with you at that time. Ani vahu, I am with the rest of the Jewish people at a time of tzara. So when Hashem at a time of eitz tzara, we ask Hashem Oshiyana. So that's as if Hashem kibiyachol is joining with us in our tzara. So that's what it means. Ani vahu means ani. Hashem says I am together with you with the Jewish people, and because of that we say to Hashem Hoshiyana. And others claim it's based on the pasuk you have in Yecheskel at the beginning. It says Va'ani Bisocha Gola, which is a description of that as this Hashem is with us, and a pasuk in Yirmiyo, that was Yecheskel Aleph Aleph, and Yirmiyo in Perek Mem Aleph, it says Vahu Asur Bazikim. It's as if Hashem Kiviyachol is in shackles. So, and that's what it means, Hoshana. Hashem should save himself, so to speak. Ani Vaho, based on Ani Besoch HaGola, that's the Ani. And Vahu Asur Bazikim, that is Hashem. So Hashem, we ask Hashem Hoshana, which means really save yourself because you are with us and therefore we want you to save the Jewish people. There is a very complicated explanation that Rashi gives on where, what Ani Vaho comes from, what that's based on. And it's really very difficult to explain that based on without having the psukim in front of us from Parshas Beshalach, with three psukim in a row, which all have 72 letters, and through certain permutations, we come up with 72 different names of Hashem by connecting letters from the three psukim, and it happens to be that Vaho is the first of those shemos of Hashem, a Vav and a Hey and a Vav, and Ani is the 37th, which is the beginning of the second. I have 72 names, so the first is a Vaho, connecting certain letters, and the 37th, which is the beginning, if you think about 36, is halfway to 72, 37 is the beginning of the second group of names of Hashem, and that happens to be Ani. So therefore, Ani Vaho has the significance in the names of Hashem. And then the Mishnah says, Va'osu hayom akifenes ha-mezbeach sheva pa'amim. On that day, what does it mean on that day? It means on the seventh day of Sukkot, they would go around seven times. Obviously, we have the minhag to do that as well based on that. And Yushami says, why seven? Zecher l'Yericho, as they went around the walls of the city seven times as well, and they fell. And then Bishas P'tirasan, when they finished these hakafos, and they were taking leave of the Mizbeach, Mahenom, and what would they say? Yofi lach Mizbeach, Yofi lach Mizbeach. Beauty is yours, Mizbeach. Beauty is yours, Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, you are beautiful, you are Mechaper, you atone for our sins. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lika, Yudin hey v'loch mizbech, l'ka v'loch mizbech. Now, ka is Hashem. So what exactly are we saying here? The Gemara says you can't be mishatef shem shamayim v'davar acher. Can't speak about Hashem and the mizbech together in the same sentence as if you're giving a power to both of them, that shitof that's not allowed. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means, l'ka v'loch mizbech. It's not Hashem and the mizbech. It means l'ka anachnu bodim. You, Hashem, are our God, and we thank you. V'loch mizbeach, which means, and you, the mizbeach, we are mishabeach, you are dear to us to atone for our sins. L'ka hash'anu mevarachim, t'Hashem, we bless you, but v'loch anu mekalsin, and we praise the mizbeach for atoning for our sins.